ending clinical trials that save people's lives.
The Trump administration continues to defy a court order requiring it to explain what it's doing to return a man to the U.S. from El Salvador. Here's CBS News Justice Department correspondent Jacob Rosen.
Lawyers for Abrego Garcia and the Justice Department faced off in a courtroom on Tuesday, one day after El Salvador's Nayib Bukele said he would not be returning the man. A Department of Justice attorney continued to dodge straightforward questions on what the Trump administration is doing, if anything, to return the man.
Experts are warning that the so-called boarding issue at hospitals where a admitted but is waiting for a bed will worsen as the number of people 65 and older in the U.S. with dementia grows in the coming decades. Dr. Allison Haddock is president of the American College of Emergency Physicians.
The patients that we see who are sick and they need to stay overnight in the hospital don't have anywhere to go because the hospitals are chronically full. So where patients end up seeing that is in the emergency department because they arrive at the emergency department, they need care, and there's nowhere to put them.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-247-1146. 800-247-1146. Again, that's 800-247-1146.
France has honored the workers who spent 5 years restoring the Notre Dame Cathedral.
There was a long standing ovation for the artisans, engineers, and others who worked to restore Notre Dame after the terrible fire exactly 6 years ago.
Monsieur Philippe Villeneuve.
Chief architect Philippe Villeneuve was among those decorated by President Macron.
Nous vous faisons chevalier de la Légion d'honneur.
Who made him a Knight of the Legion of Honor. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Two Belgian teenagers have been charged in Kenya with wildlife piracy after they were found with thousands of ants packed in test tubes. Kenyan authorities said the alleged piracy is part of a trend of trafficking smaller and lesser known species. The teens were arrested with 5,000 ants at a guest house. They appeared distraught during the arrest for a magistrate. They said they were collecting the ants for fun and didn't know it was illegal. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, skies becoming clear. Northwest wind still a bit breezy with lows near the freezing mark. On Wednesday, a chilly day, even with the sunshine, highs in the mid-40s, an east wind by the afternoon, showers likely by Thursday. Right now, it's 40.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
It hurts. After my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying, now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
So you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She would wave me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee.
information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face.
Membership card to get inside.
You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
they cried and laughed. So build me up, buttercup. Don't break my heart. Ooh, I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know.
WRJN.
Lord, I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower, you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction on the expressway to your
Rosen starts the day at 6. Guests from all over Racine, along with local news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Oh, you have in your mind. I show you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Oh, CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A suspect is in custody after a shooting at a high school in Dallas. RLD radio reporter Austin York has details.
All four were taken to the hospital with what is described as non-life-threatening injuries, the most serious being a 17-year-old shot in the leg. Superintendent Stephanie